Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, this is the time of the program where we focus on arts, and WFPL's Aaron Keene is here. A little bittersweet today, Aaron. We have a special guest.
Today we're saying farewell to Charles Venable, who is leaving the Speed Art Museum after 5 years?
Yes, 5 years.
5 years directing the Speed, during which you led the development and funding of the $50 million renovation and expansion project, which is breaking ground next Friday.
Yes, at 5:30, open to the public.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes, we're very, very pleased we've gotten this far. A lot of people didn't think we could do it, and being almost finished with raising $50 million and having all the designs done and being ready to break ground makes me very proud.
I imagine you're really, really proud of the achievement. Is it bittersweet for you, too, to be leaving right when the ground is being broken on your baby?
Oh, sure. And beyond that, we love living in Louisville, and you know, it's a very cool place. We have lots of friends here, and you know, the upside is we won't be very far away, actually, just a little bit up I-65, so we'll be able to maintain lots of relationships here in Louisville.
True. So for those who haven't heard, Charles, you're taking the reins at the Indianapolis Museum of Art.
Yes, I start there on October 8th.
Wow. Not a big break.
Yeah, somewhere I have to be able to pack it here.
No rest. So, well, tell us a little bit about the IMA. Like you said, it's 2 hours down the road, but I think a lot of folks in Louisville aren't really aware of the size of the collection there and the scope of the museum within
the
city.
Well, if you like art, you someday should motor up I-65 and visit. It's open and free to the public. It has 152 acres of sculpture gardens and parks, and about 60,000 objects in its collection, $300 million endowment, and a $24 million budget annually.
Wow. So this is...
It's quite larger in scale. The Speed's about, it's about six times larger than the Speed. It's in the top seven or eight museums in the country in terms of size and its program.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I guess I am curious, did the Speed's renovation project coming to this point funded... planned, ready to go. Did any of that play a role in your decision?
Well, certainly. A couple of years ago, as an example, I was approached by another museum, and I told them I wasn't interested in even interviewing, even though it was a really good opportunity for somebody, simply because we weren't far enough along in the capital campaign. The drawings and construction documents weren't far enough along to actually go build anything at the time, and it just wasn't going to be a good time to have a change in leadership. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, having the ability to frankly be a new director coming in and having a building that's totally paid for, totally upgraded and new facility is really fabulous. I mean, it's very seldom that you walk into a whole new project that's opening its doors, and to be able to get there early enough to plan some of the programming that will be behind those doors when they open is really a great opportunity. So if somebody's going to have a change in leadership, this is a good time to actually do it.
So the next weekend, the Speed is going to have a big groundbreaking, lots of parties we'll talk about in a minute, and then going to close. The galleries are going to close their doors to the public for 3 years.
That is true, and then we start kicking off programming all over the city that will take place over the next 3 years before we welcome everybody back to the new North Addition and the renovated old buildings.
So if you could just recap for us really quickly what the Speed is going to look like after it reopens.
Well, and you're welcome certainly through the rest of this week and next week to come see the models and the virtual tour, or go to YouTube and just look up the Speed and you can walk through the new building. But it's going to have a large expansion, which will be for modern and contemporary art, new restaurants, new outdoor sculpture garden and piazza, new auditorium, and all of that will be very elegantly integrated into the really beautiful older buildings on site.
You know, one of the things that I think is really exciting about the planned renovation and expansion is how much more integrated the Speed's going to be with the rest of the U of L campus as well.
Particularly the landscaping does that a lot for the future of the Speed. I would say the Speed sort of turned its back on the University of Louisville, not intellectually or as being a friend to them, but really architecturally. If you've been to the Speed, it's all very introverted. There are no windows. You can't see outside. Whereas the new building will be three-quarters glass. There will be all kinds of sculpture outdoors that you can see from the inside and vice versa. It should be a beacon of lively arts and intellectual activity as you could see it from the road. The people on the inside of the building.
So the Speed in the interim is being led by three co-interim directors from senior leadership.
Right.
So in your opinion, going forward, what type of director do you think would be a good fit qualification or vision-wise for the Speed when they do their search? What kind of person should they look for?
Well, I would say any director of an art museum, because particularly unless you have just you know, a fairy godmother out there with a large checkbook, or a city that believes that some tax dollars should go towards the arts, which, I mean, in small cases is true here in Louisville, but that's one of, the, I think, the issues about Louisville. Mm-hmm. There's really no public money going into many of the arts organizations. That's certainly true of the Speed. So somebody's going to have to come here and be willing to raise money, continue to do that, be willing to work on programming, and be not just willing, but very excited about pushing the museum forward in terms of its programming. And also, we can't forget that the Speed has one of the finest small collections of art in the United States. So having somebody who is very knowledgeable about a broad-based series of artworks is important. I mean, they could be an expert in contemporary art, or they could be an expert in Rembrandt, and you still have all those things at the Speed. But somebody who's knowledgeable out of art at their heart is something that'll be important.
Well, let's talk about public money and public leadership of art in Louisville. This weekend, actually today at 5 p.m., a symposium on public art in Louisville is convening at Metro Hall. That's at 5 p.m. And then there's another event tomorrow morning at the Speed.
Right, in our auditorium at 9:30.
Focused on Tony Smith's Grace Hopper and his and that artist's work.
And that's all free, so come on down.
Yeah, and so it's being led by the Commission on Public Art, which is a government initiative here in town. And so, you know, what role, funding and otherwise, do you see that a city really, and especially, say, Louisville, should be taking in pushing forward art and public art initiatives?
Well, there are really lots of models around the country. It's not like you have to reinvent the wheel, but one of the things that's very noticeable when you come here and sort of understand how things are funded is that there's significant dollars raised here for the arts, but they're spread very thinly across an enormous number of institutions. And so it's very hard for any one institution or group of institutions to truly flourish and to really move forward quickly. And if anything happens, like a huge jolt to the economy that just happened in this country, you see institutions really, really struggling. And, you know, it's always surprising when I talk about the Speed and people say, well, you've got that huge endowment and your budget's so big. And then when I remind them that our budget is about $4 million, which is less than half of actors, I think, right now. People are shocked that it's not some huge budget. And the way we do so many programs, but we take $4 million and spread those pennies very, very thinly across a broad range of programming. So when that new building opens, our budget will need to be about $6 million at a minimum. And to do what a city the size of Louisville really needs done by an art museum, it probably really should be about $10 or $12 million. And that's a long way from where we are right now. So some cities like St. Louis, they have a taxing district, and the art museum, I think, gets $20 million a year from this county in which St. Louis is in. And Detroit just passed a millage or a tax on real estate property, so they'll get about $18 million a year as well.
And in Detroit, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, the trade-off there is then that the museum is free and open to the public. You don't have to pay admission. You don't necessarily have to become a member in order to use it. And so it really does become a partnership with the public also, saying, hey, go ahead and fund your quote-unquote membership up front with tax money. And
sure, in Detroit, I believe if you bring in your driver's license or another ID and you're in the right zip code, meaning your zip code's is being taxed to help fund the art, in this case the art museum, you get in totally free. If you're not part of that, though, you pay a general admission fee.
But I think that's a good incentive, I think, to make folks feel a little more connected to the museum, and which encourages attendance as well. You mentioned the folks being surprised, I guess, at the size of the budget versus another venerable arts organization, Town Actors Theater. Do you ever get the sense that that visual art takes a slight backseat to the performing arts? Maybe just as
well, I do think that's true here in Louisville. It's not that one's better than the other. It's just that there's a really strong tradition of the performing arts here, and I do think actors and over years and years the orchestra and the ballet and the Kentucky Center, they've all done a good job of promoting themselves. And yet, even within those, there are institutions that are struggling in terms of they need better funding, they need growing audiences. The Speed is not immune to any of those forces as well. We really need to expand our audience going forward.
And so how do you see that happening?
Well, programming is, I think, important. Certainly, there is a group of people who love to come to art museums to see, you know, quietly walk through the galleries and to see the arts physically. However, a lot of what's happening is programming is driving admission, attendance. And we're going to have great programming in order to get people to take valuable time out of their life and come down and experience art.
Well, let's talk about some of that programming. I mentioned the COPA, the Public Art Symposium, today at 5 p.m. at Metro Hall is a general panel discussion on Louisville's public art collection. And then tomorrow morning at 9:30 at the Speed Auditorium is another panel workshop discussion specifically on Tony Smith, his large steel sculpture, The Grace Hopper.
Right.
I always called it the Grace Hopper, but it's
right.
The Grace Hopper
I
was told this week.
You.
Now sits on Waterfront Park's Overlook, mm-hmm. and guaranteed if you've been to Waterfront Park, you've seen this sculpture. It's part of the Kentucky Center's collection. Why Tony Smith specifically? Why is he his work the focus of that
discussion?
I
think it's a great example of a major, large-scale piece of public art that is in a public park. And those things come with all kinds of complications in terms of how do you secure those works of art? Is that the way the artist wanted it to be sighted and seen by the public? Who's in charge of its maintenance? And the Speed is facing all that as well and trying to solve those issues in terms of our new art park, where we're going to have 20-some-odd sculptures by 2015 outside the building, where we've never had art outside the building in 80 years. So it's a great time to be thinking about, if we want public art being on public display free of charge, how do you take care of it? Who pays for it? Who's responsible?
And why is that important also to a community? And I think that
most people think it all happens by magic. You know, the gnomes come out and, you know, make sure everything is perfect. But that's not really how it happens. It takes money and time and intelligence and a plan.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that that some people, I think, find difficult to put a dollar amount on as far as value. And yet we know that having a robust arts institutions that have good national reputations are things that bring companies that contribute to companies relocating to Louisville, which bring jobs,
sure.
which bring more folks into the art institutions, and so the community thrives. And public art is part of that because it's visible.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a couple more minutes left, so let's talk about next weekend at the Speed. You have a full slate of activities.
We do, yes. We've been working for months to get up to this weekend.
Starting with the groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, September 21st at 5:30. It's free and open to the public. Will there be a giant shovel?
There will be many giant shovels. Not giant in the sense of Museum Plaza in days of yore. However, ours are chrome-plated shovels, and there'll be 11 people wielding them after our ceremony, and we'll be in front of the Grand 1927 building. So it is free and open, and you can wander the galleries that evening, well, free of charge.
And there'll be the models and
there will, and
stuff.
Cake and punch.
Cake and punch, which brings us to Saturday. We have, during the day from 10 to 5 on the 22nd, Family Fun Happenings. So it'll be kind of the family celebration. And then Saturday, the 100-100 event at 7:30 on the 22nd, which looks like a pretty happening party. Jaleel Button from TV on the Radio is going to DJ.
Yes.
So the Speed is going hip for its final weekend there before. And then Art After Dark as well. Tell us a little bit about Lights Off.
Well, Brown-Forman Art After Dark, we've been doing versions of this for a couple of years now with a huge attendance at those. And Lights Off, as we say, Lights Off, Future On. Every great thing has to start, and that's what we're doing. That's a late night party, so if you're going to the Idea Festival or doing something else downtown, come over to the Speed after those activities close. It'll start at 11 o'clock and go till 2 in the morning, and it's $5 for members and $15 for non-members, and we're going to have DJ Scratch is going to be the DJ, which I am told is a big coup for us, and so that'll be the last big party in the evening, and we expect a very good attendance for that. And then the next day on Sunday, we wanted it to be kind of a normal day at the museum for those people to come out and enjoy.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
All right. We're out of time. Charles, best of luck to you in Indianapolis.
Well, thank you very much. Come up and see me.